Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Bondren, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleep talking, I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback, Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that draw in the gold dump. I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a Christmas edition of WFSO Aftermath. I do apologize for not doing the show the last couple of weeks. I just didn't have, you know, I couldn't watch Raw or anything like that. So I was meaning to catch up on my Lucha Underground, which is some good news that they're finally going to crown a champion in a I think it's a couple of weeks' time that they're going to crown the new champion. I was just saying for, like, the longest, it's just, like, why? No, I shouldn't say why. Just like finally, they're gonna have a champion. Just like, is that is that good enough? Just like, really? Let's see what else. Yeah, I didn't catch them on TNA because I know they stopped showing it, and they're going to wait till they do their show in a couple of weeks' time as well. But, we'll see what TNA is going to have cooking up. I can't talk about Tribute of the Truth that much, but I just heard it was a great show. I did saw some of the matches, not like the ending of it, which I kind of just heard from. I did see Super SmackDown, and an interesting match with Dolph Ziggler and Seth Rollins for the main event, which was pretty good. Can't complain about that. The fuse start burning up and all that stuff. Otherwise, it was a good SmackDown. As for Monday Night Raw, we're going to talk about that in a bit. And plus, we're going to talk about some new stuff on the MIT website and also talk about the Christmas Wish. Yeah, this is something I made up. But we'll do all this during the break. Thank you. And we are back. Let's just get to the results from tonight's Raw. Try to hurry up here and look for that. Turn out. Where is it? There we go. Okay, that game is over. That's for you all who's watching the Broncos and the Bengals, and Bengals won. They're in the playoffs. Okay. There we go. Results of matches. John Cena versus Seth Rollins. John Cena did win. Gaswagger versus Fandango. And I don't know why they decided to do this, but Fandango did win the match, defeating Gaswagger. R-Truth versus Adam Rose. R-Truth wins. And the stupid storyline with Adam Rose and the bunnies starting to get stupid. It is my opinion. And like I said, R-Truth did win the match. Big Show versus Roman Reigns. I thought this match was going to be good, but it was good. I guess the ending, I can understand why the ending happened. Had to make Roman Reigns look strong. But I guess winning by a count out was just something they just needed to do. And I didn't like it a little bit. Rhea Bella versus Natalya. Natalya win the match. It seems like Natalya's going to be next in line for the Divas title. Los Madores versus Golden Stardust. It ended up being a 2-on-3 handicap match. Los Madores did win the match. Intercontinental Championship match, which was a good match. Dolph Ziggler did retain. Six Divas tag. They were all wearing like Christmas outfits and some for the guys to jewel on. So I was too. Cameron Page and Summer Rae versus Naomi, Emma, and Alicia Fox. And Naomi, Emma, and Alicia Fox did win the match. And that was a good finishing move from Alicia Fox. If you missed it, you got to rewatch the show. Or look at it on www.com, of course. The Miz versus Jey Uso. The Miz won the match. And this was a badass main event. Bray Wyatt versus Dean Ambrose. It was in a Miracle on 34th Street fight. And I don't forget that the show was in Minnesota. So overall, it was okay. It was just like the two matches only done it for me. Like, not complaining about any other matches, but they was just to say they were just like decent enough. So, let's just go there. Let's see. What's there to talk about? Okay, I'm just looking, and I guess they did explain the reason why. I guess they had, and AJ Styles had an interview, and I guess he was explaining why he didn't want to join WWE. He said, why would I want to go? I mean, seriously, they're struggling right now with the network. I'm in the hottest wrestling company in the world, New Japan. And I'm with the hottest wrestling group. We can say over and over again. It's absolutely true. I wouldn't say the network will be officially, like, struggling. Well, you got some people that are just done with them and even the old wrestling fans ain't even buying into the content or whatnot, but just got to reach the new fans. That's the only thing you got to do. And also during Raw, the Ascension is going to make their debut next week. So this should be a good one. And they also mentioned this Friday on SmackDown, Hulk Hogan will be there. Let's see. They also mentioned Edge and Christian going to host the final Raw of 2014. Let's see, there was something else. Oh yeah, there was rumors that Nikki and John Cena have broke up, but right now it's just a rumor. I'm not sure about that, but I'll post it up if I find more of the details. Let's see what else I can talk about. Well, they ain't that much big in the, you know, the news department. But I wonder when the next time, because they were in Minneapolis, Minnesota, so I wonder when the next time that they're going to have, you know, Monday Night Raw or whatnot, or whatever's going to happen next. So I'm just going to see if I can find more information on that. Also, when you get a chance to go to WFSO, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, you can look, you can look at, it says like, it's kind of explained it like local wrestling appearances. If you want to see like a certain like big superstar, you can check out part of the website. Let me see. You got a few minutes. Let me just go to it right now. Is wrestlers on the local. That's like if you want to catch with like if you want to, there's certain wrestlers you want to see or wherever we find out a wrestler is going to show up where and where for like a meet and greet or signing or taking photos, that will be the place to go to. So on WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com, look for wrestlers on the local. So check that out. And also check out the website as well, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Also, find us on Facebook, subscribe to our videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter. And don't forget, tomorrow we do have Clapback Radio Show. Tomorrow's list host, Chris Fleming, will be on the show. And also, don't forget about the award show, the 2015 WFSO Awards. That will start, you can start the voting next Saturday. So you got to check that out. Also, we're looking for you guys to vote for male, female wrestler of the month from each of the organizations. If you got a chance, just do that now. Results will be posted around the beginning of January, probably on the first weekend of January, which will be next week. But check out the show Clapback tomorrow with Chris Fleming, like I said, is our guest. So I guess you know with us, we're going to be talking about smarks, and more smarks. And wrestlers that are smarks as well. But until then, this is yours truly, Artrell. And we will listen to my show tomorrow. And until then, you have a good night.